Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So we have a lot of names to go through. We're going to be cherry picking.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Good one, Joe. I like the B. Arthur one. let's start with B's. You can do that one right away.
Okay. We will start in the B's.
Start with the B's.
Some of the players that had the 70-year-old Rush Limbaugh include, but are not limited to, B. Arthur's balloon knot.
by the way, there might be people out there that don't know who that is. So just please Google B. Arthur.
She was a golden girl.
Yeah, she was.
But she was the big golden girl, golden girl.
Imagine her balloon knot. But the Golden Girls was the 80s, Craig. So
Kids love it. So, the kids are into it.
Oh, I know
that.
My daughter
has binged through the Golden Girls.
So people know Golden Girls.
All right.
Also having Rush Limbaugh banging John Mayer.
All right.
Ooh. Bat shoot crazy.
That's tough to say.
Gets a hit.
Good job on that one.
Thank you. As does the Beagle threesome. Big P's first goat gets a hit. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You get free or they get divorced.
You never forget your first goat.
No, you don't.
Bird is the word gets a hit. They're very good. As does the Black Mamba helicopter tours.
Jesus.
The Bono Kennedy Skiing Academy gets a hit.
Bono. You said Bono.
Oh, I did.
He's alive.
I?
Yeah. Sonny
Bono's
Bono, dead.
Sorry.
Yeah, Bono's safe.
Bono don't ski.
Yeah.
That's right. Boots McCoy gets a hit.
I don't know what that means.
Nor do I.
Fun name.
Boy Scout Master Mike Tyler gets a hit. Don't know that guy.
Yeah. Nope, never was a Boy Scout.
Nobody has the nickname Boots anymore.
I quit before Wee Blows.
Yeah, this is Master. Brown Cloud Bathwater gets a hit, as does Buck Naked and Buffalo Bill's Fleshlight. I imagine that's a Hannibal reference.
Right, right.
Yeah, and we've mentioned he's showed up before. Or she.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. And I'm hearing again, I think we had mentioned this, I'm hearing again that the house that they used for Buffalo Bill. It's a bed and breakfast.
I think we've mentioned that before. Yeah.
I think we have. That, for some reason, is making news again.
I saw it, too.
Would you want to stay there?
Well, I'm not into that scene, but a lot of people like that kind of stuff. They want to stay places that are scary, that are bed and breakfast.
That are haunted.
And by the way, that was a movie, so... Oh, no, it's actually... Yeah,
I don't know.
It was the movie set.
Yeah, that wasn't
from
based...
the movie. It wasn't, yeah.
It wasn't based on actual events.
Now, the Buffalo Bill was based on the guy that... In Texas, it took skin off people's faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a Chainsaw Massacre. Well, Buffalo Bill was a composite character of serial killers, I think.
Yeah, this is the movie wrong. Was adapted from a novel. So.
Yeah, but I don't think the novel was based in
Silence of the Lambs.
Reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it was based off a novel, then it was fiction.
Right, right. Yeah, so the house they used in the movie is now a bed and breakfast. So it's really not haunted.
Nah, I'm still not sleeping there.
Yeah. No.
Not happening.
No, because there are other places.
Does it still have that pit?
That's why.
And is that extra to sleep in the pit?
Yeah, you can sleep in the pit, and they hand you down your lotion and your towels with a bucket.
And a little dog.
Yeah, because I'm into it, and I'm paying real money at that bed and breakfast.
You want to stay in the pit?
I want the pit.
Yeah.
I at least want to visit the pit, put my buddy out in the pit, and send him some lotion.
It puts the lotion.
Yeah. It's got to have the basket.
And then is it extra to stand in front of the mirror and tuck?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to tuck. Every room features a full-length mirror, for sure. So you can tuck and dance.
Yeah, at least
hide at me. Hide at me.
That guy's such a good actor,
he's
too.
Great,
he's gone on to do a hundred other things.
Yeah, you'd recognize him, but he's got his hair longer, and he tucks for that movie. I came across watching Lethal Weapon 2 yesterday.
Oh.
On Showtime. And just to clear my brain last night from all the other crap we all are dealing with. And it was fun to watch because it was a great movie. That's the one with Joe Pesci. And I got to the scene where he goes, they F you in the drive-thru. And I tweeted that out because it's such a great scene. They F you in the drive-thru. Damn it. He says the whole word about 60 times.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's another guy who I've seen recently who doesn't look good.
He's old.
Joe Pesci does not look good.
But he's old, man. He looks thin.
I forget that he's that old.
Right.
I don't think that he should be that old for some reason.
Yeah, you're right, because he always looked like just an older, tough dude.
Yeah.
From the time he was 35 to the time he was 60, he looked the same.
Yeah, so he's probably, what, 80 or so or more?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because when they did The Irishman, they made him look younger, and he still was old. So when he did press for The Irishman, he looked really old.
He's 78.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just ask Tyler's Tupperware turd. That guy's the master, man.
No, he could be Satan himself.
Yeah,
we don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, we probably need to check and see whether he's involved in any of
Well, this. Somebody said we should not invite him in if he wins because he could be the Grim Reaper himself. I like that.
Or maybe he's involved in some of these.
That's what we're thinking, too. That's against the rule. I think that's number one.
Yeah,
on
that's
rules.
Against the rule. Yeah. You can't have any involvement.
You can't kill one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We would have to look into this.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, since Lethal Weapon 4, Joe Pesci's only done 3 movies since 1998.
Oh, there was Lethal Weapon 4, which I never saw.
Yeah.
Okay. That was 98.
Yeah. But yeah, he's
pretty much retired.
Pretty much out.
He had a big mansion on the Jersey coast. I saw that was for sale recently, and that was another. That's another red flag.
Yeah.
He was selling a mansion.
Didn't they have to really like convince him to do The Irishman?
Yep.
Like somebody, they really had to put the hardcore. Right. Press on him.
But you can't do a mob movie without Pesci.
Well, they talked
you shouldn't.
Him into it. You, no.
But at the same time, you can see.
He's retired, yeah.
Yeah, if you're retired and you're fine, you're just hanging out.
Oh, you're right.
We've got, I'm going to Italy next week.
Right.
I'm gonna sit my fat naked ass on a beach next week.
And he's been in some of the most iconic movies ever, so he really doesn't care to be about being whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine.
They did have to twist his arm. De Niro and Scorsese and Pacino all say, come on, you got to do this.
Yeah, his legacy is pretty well cemented.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He doesn't need to do anything else.
No.
Yeah. He's the worst guy to watch any of his movies on basic cable.
Yeah.
In the history of movies.
Right, right.
Don't ever watch a Joe Pesci movie on basic cable. Because it'll suck.
In fact, that's so weird. I was watching that. I didn't put two and two together. Then I had my house to myself for a little bit, which was nice. So I could watch anything I wanted to in the living room. And I was watching Mobsters on Reels. And it was about Pesci's character in Casino, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
He looked a lot like that guy in real life.
That was based in reality, wasn't it?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, if you watch that documentary about the real guys... They were really, the movie is right, spot on. They didn't mess with it much.
Did they do the head in the vice thing?
Yes.
God, that's a horrible scene.
That happened in real life.
Oh.
Yep.
And beating the hell out of a guy with a payphone?
They didn't go into that so much, but the chick, who was the chick?
Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone's character, real, hot, blonde, exactly the same. Looked exactly the same.
That head in the vice scene is right up there as one of the most horrible movie scenes I've ever seen.
Well,
ever witnessed.
In this documentary, one of the guys was there for that, and he's still alive and he's talking because he turned state's witness years ago, so he can talk about that. He goes, "Yeah, one eyeball popped out, and he finally talked, and then we killed him."
Don Rickles'
eyeball popped out.
Ouch!
Yeah, Don Rickles was on the receiving end of the payphone beating.
Yes, yeah,
yes,
yeah,
he was.
Yeah. Seemed to recall that.
Yeah. Yeah, that and the curb stomping scene in American History X.
Oh my God,
this is right up there with just terrible, horrible movies.
Pretty brutal.